ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 19 टाइटल किंग प्रोड्यूस 100 हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइसेस टेक्स्ट 38। स्वत्वं विमृश्य भवन् प्रजापते संकल्पनं विश्वसृजं पिपीत्रिः। ऐन्द्रियं च मायं उपधर्म मातरम् प्रचंड पाखंड पतं प्रबोधति। स्वतं विमृश्य भवं प्रजापते संकल्पनं विश्वसृजं पिपीत्रिः। ऐन्द्रियं च मायं उपधर्म मातरम् प्रचंड पाखंड पतं प्रबोधति। स्वतं विमृश्य भवं प्रजापते संकल्पनं विश्वसृजं पिपीत्रिः। ऐन्द्रियं च मायं उपधर्म मातरम् प्रचंड पाखंड पतं प्रबोधति। स्वतं विमृश्य भवं प्रजापते संकल्पनं विश्वसृजं पिपीत्रिः। ऐन्द्रियं च मायं उपधर्म मातरम् प्रचंड पाखंड पतं प्रबोधति।
ऐन्द्रियं च मायां Samupadayamakaram.
Prachanyata kandaka chanta bojahi. Matijis. Svatam vinishasya svam prajapate. Sankalpanam vishvasya jayampiti prihi. Aindrim cha mayam upadana mataram. Pachanda kakam lakatam prabhojahi. Shasya vivam prajapate. Sankalpanam vishvasya jayampiti prihi. Chamayam upadharma mataram. Prachanda pakanda patam prabhojahi. Saha, the aforesaid, Tvam, you, Vimshriya, Vimshriya, considering Asya of the world, Bhavam, existence, Prajapate, O protector of the people, Sankalpanam, the determination, Vishvasrajam, of the progenitors of the world, Pipi Prihi, just fulfilled. Aindrim, created by the King of Heaven. Cha, also. Mayam, illusion. Upadharma, of the irreligious system of so-called sannyas. Mataram, the mother. Prachanda, furious, dangerous. Akanda Patam, the path of sinful activities. Prabho, O Lord, Jahi, please conquer. Translation, O protector of the people in general, please consider the purpose of your being incarnated by Lord Vishnu. The irreligious principles created by Indra are but mothers of so many unwanted religions. Please therefore stop these imitations immediately. Purport. Lord Brahma addresses King Prithu as Prajapate just to remind him of his great responsibility in maintaining the peace and prosperity of the citizens. Maharaj Prithu was empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for this purpose only. It is the duty of the Aryan king to see that people are properly executing religious principles. Lord Brahma especially requested King Prithu to conquer the pseudo-religious principles produced by King Indra. In other words, it is the duty of the state or king to put a stop to pseudo-religious systems produced by unscrupulous persons. Originally, a religious principle is one given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it comes through the channel of disciplic succession in two forms. Lord Brahma requested Prithu Maharaj to desist from his unnecessary competition with Indra, who was determined to stop Prithu Maharaj from completing 100 yajnas. Instead of creating adverse reactions, it was better for Maharaj Prithu to stop the yajnas in the interest of his original purpose as an incarnation. This purpose was to establish good government and to set things in the right order. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport to Canto 4, Chapter 19 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Text 38, in the matter of King Prithu's 100 of sacrifices. Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gunave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahiyam Dadati Cha Dantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpatakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Chaitaka Swami Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayane Gaurakata Damadaya Nagara Grama Thadine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Gopi Paranadana Dase Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adishitarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Patripatamaham Bande Shri Kuntaram Patripatamaham Bande Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Tatanchana Smrite Asmindushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Smrite Vipritam Syat Shri Chaitanyam Namamitam O protector of the people in general, please consider the purpose of your being incarnated by Lord Vishnu. The irreligious principles created by Indra are but mothers of so many unwanted religions. Please therefore stop these imitations immediately. So here we have a very interesting pastime. It is also very unusual in one sense. Because here we see that King Prithu was doing the religious duty of a king. Indra becomes envious. And what is the conclusion finally? Let Indra have his way. Because Indra was causing disturbance by taking on the false garb of a sannyasi. So the instruction is, let Indra win. Let him have his way. So here, this is kind of unusual because we generally understand that the right thing has to prevail at all times. Right? So then King Prithu was doing his religious duty as a king, but because Indra was creating so many deviations, King Prithu was instructed in my earlier class, the text was said how King Prithu was dependent on Adokshaja. Adokshaja means his material prosperity. His prosperity was not dependent on material conditions. Rather, it was dependent on Adokshaja. Adokshaja means one who is beyond the calculation of material senses. So here, Lord Brahma comes and tells Prithu Maharaj that anyway you are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is beyond the senses. And having been so dependent, you already attained the perfection of your life. So there is no need. So just to prevent Indra from committing offenses, you please desist from your 100 sacrifices. So what need is there for you to attain to perform this 100 sacrifices? 99 is good enough. So here we see that it is not important for to perform some activity which may apparently give us mundane perfection, but at the cost of somebody being envious and performing irreligious activities. So Maharaj Prithu is being taught, you please stop this for a higher cause. It is better to lose for a higher cause. And so thinking of this theme, I remembered the lecture that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to his sannyasis as he prepared them to travel to the West. So that is a very, very interesting lecture that he gave. So I'll read some excerpts from that and also speak a little on that. Today is also the disappearance day of Vamshidas Babaji and Raghunandan Thakur. Somehow I'm very happen to be fortunate because I'm very fond of Vamshidas Babaji. So I'll speak a little bit about him at the end of the class. And Vamshidas Babaji's favorite song was Nithai Pada Kamala. So we'll end today's class by singing that song. Archak Prabhu has volunteered to sing for us. I'll give out some sheets at the end. So now let's look at this lecture given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He begins by saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva is the supreme teacher of all teachers of this world and the ideal possessor of intelligence that is the highest of all. It should be our only duty to constantly chant those words regarding the cleansing of the mirror of the heart of which he speaks in his 8 precepts, Sikshashtakam. We are only the bearers of the transcendental word. We should never in any way hesitate to offer every honor and facility for which they are eligible to all persons of this world. So we must pray to all for the boon of aptitude for the service of Krishna. We shall come across many persons in this world possessing an endless variety of characters disposed or hostile to the service of Krishna. But we should not slacken in our loving service of the Lord of our hearts and should offer due honor to all persons. So here we see he says that our process is that we constantly chant those words regarding the cleansing of the mirror of the heart. And in doing so, we are ready, we are not bothered, we are ready. We shall never in any way hesitate to offer every honor and facility for which they are eligible to all persons of this world. So we are not interested in competing with the people of this world for material facilities or material perfection. Rather, we must pray to all for the boon of aptitude for service of Krishna. Then, we must not look, actually this is a long lecture, I took some excerpts from it. We must not look at the world, this is a very important statement. We must not look at the world by being weighed down with the mentality that is oppressed with a sense of deficiency or otherwise, by the poverty or otherwise, of the display of worldly erudition, rank, etc. by any particular person. This is the state of forgetfulness of our real selves. So, I'll read again. We must not look at the world by being weighed down with the mentality that is oppressed with a sense of deficiency or otherwise, by the poverty or otherwise of the display of worldly erudition, rank, etc. by any particular person. This is the state of forgetfulness of our real selves. So here Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is trying to say a similar thing like what Brahma is instructing Prithu Maharaj, that we shall not be bothered by the display of worldly erudition, rank, etc. of any particular person. We are not interested in competing with them. So that is a state of forgetfulness of our real selves. And then he goes on to say, all persons of this world are really superior to us in every way as far as this world is concerned. So let us concede that. So this is the point. All persons of this world are really superior to us in every way as far as this world is concerned. All those matters are not any commodities that are fit to be coveted by us. We are merely beggars with the triple staff of renunciation devoted to the chanting of the words of Sri Chaitanya. We have no more nor any higher desirable object than the pleasure of serving Sri Hari Guru Vaishnavas. We are not operators of the instrument, but only the instruments. We must always bear this in mind. The triple staff bhikshus are the living mridangas of Sri Chaitanya. It will be our only duty to proclaim to all people that complete reliance on the transcendental absolute truth is by far the highest form of freedom and one that is infinitely superior to the partial independent mastery over the distorted reflected entity in the shape of this mundane world. So this is the point, that it will be our only duty to proclaim to all the people that complete reliance on the transcendental absolute truth. So this is the same thing that Lord Brahma instructed to King Prithu, of complete reliance on the transcendental absolute truth, who is known as Dakshaja. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, this is by far the highest form of freedom and one that is infinitely superior to the partial independent mastery over the distorted reflected entity in the shape of this mundane world. So he's trying to say there is better, this absolute dependence on Krishna is better than any so-called mastery over something material. By holding the straw between our teeth in supplication, we shall carry aloft the banner of that real freedom to all persons. We should be constantly engaged in chanting the exhilarating name of Sri Hari by adopting as our fundamental enlightening principle that the highest path is the path of submission endorsed by Sri Rupa, with the further exhortation to cherish the unwavering faith that he will always protect us. So this is the point, that we are not interested in some independent mastery. We are not interested in competing with people of this world. What are we interested in? We should be constantly engaged in chanting the exhilarating name of Sri Hari by adopting us our fundamental enlightening principle that the highest path is the path of submission endorsed by Sri Rupa, with the further exhortation to cherish the unwavering faith that he will always protect us. So this is the main feature of our lives as the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we are simply interested in propagating, chanting and propagating the holy names of Lord Hari. So I remember in 1996, in Bhaktigodet, there is a beautiful poem written by Kalakanta Prabhu, which captures the essence of life in the Krishna consciousness movement. It is a very, very beautiful, strong, powerful poem. I thought I'll read excerpts from it. I mean, each paragraph is exhilarating. He writes, this is actually a Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, since Janmashtami is coming up, and Vyasa Puja is coming up, appropriate. It also relates to the context of our present verse. He writes, you could have stayed in Vrindavan, where chanting is most sweet, or moved to holy Navadvip in spiritual retreat. Your godbrothers had temples there, with room enough for you to sit and preach each Gaur Purnima to a visitor or two. You could have said, it's Krishna's will, my visa was denied. I may have failed, but now I know, at least, that I've tried. Your patron said, you'd die abroad. Your godbrother just scoffed. You could have said, who'll meet the boat and guide me safely off? You could have had one look at us and said, what have I done? And caught the next boat back to home, unblamed by anyone. The Westerners, you could have said, can go to hell and stay. Who would have disagreed with you? We were well on our way. Instead, you laid your final years like flowers at Krishna's feet. Siddhanta's smile, your hidden guide, Thakura's vision in reach. Producing 80 volumes as you guided us along, you showed us how to cook prasad and preach Lord Krishna's song. And as we preach, the boys and girls from every land on earth come forth to serve you, Prabhupada, renewed in second birth. I could have been a doctor had I but stayed in school, might have made a couple million, built a fancy house and pool. I could have written novels, legislated laws and rules. I could have been a music star. I could have just been cool. Instead, I laid my youthful years like flowers at your feet. Malpoas cost my interest, samosas my defeat. My dad said, son, you're brainwashed. My friend said, you're a fool. My shortfalls as a Vaishnava numbered many, victories few. Reflecting on my bygone youth as at midlife one is prone. I wouldn't trade your glance for gold, your words for precious stones. This morning on the Japa trail, the northern star shone down, so fixed and true, It seemed like you, with devas circling around. But dawn concealed that heavenly stage and lit a wintry scene of all I am and all you are and all that lies between. So here, Kalakanta Prabhu has very beautifully captured the essence of life in the Krishna consciousness movement. Notice how he says, I could have been a doctor had I but stayed in school, might have made a couple million, built a fancy house and pool. I could have written novels, legislated laws and rules. I could have been a music star, I could have just been cool. Instead I laid my youthful years like flowers at your feet. Malpoas cost my interest, samosas my defeat. My dad said, son, you're brainwashed. My friend said, you're a fool. My shortfalls as a Vaishnava, numbered many, victories few. Reflecting on my bygone youth, I wouldn't trade your glance for gold, your words for precious stones. So here it is. Life in the Krishna consciousness movement means we have given up the desire for material perfection. And our only desire, as he writes here, is to lay our youthful years like flowers at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So this is the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement, that we are not interested in so-called material perfection. Rather, we shall give up this endeavor for material perfection and material competition, and we shall simply propagate indiscriminately the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. We shall both practice and preach. Thinking of this concept of giving up the quest for material perfection, I was reminded of the story of Kamalakrishna Maharaj, which I once mentioned earlier in this class, that once when Kamalakrishna Maharaj and his assistant went to a life member, not a life member, a businessman in India to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, this life member was sarcastic. He saw that these were Westerners in robes, saffron robes, and they were shaved heads. They had shaved heads. So he ridiculed them. He was trying to tease them, and they were trying to sell a Bhagavatam set. And they told Kamalakrishna Maharaj, this businessman had a bottle of soda on his table, and he said, why don't you just first cool off, pour this soda on your head, and cool off, and after that, I'll buy your books. And the moment the man said this, immediately, Kamalakrishna Maharaj picked up that bottle of soda and went to the sink, poured it on his head, came back and said, now buy the books. So here we see that this is something which is apparently very humiliating for a materially puffed up person. To hear something like this would be very insulting, very humiliating. You would have expected, if it was a materialist, he would have landed a punch on this businessman's face. But rather, we see here the example of Kamalakrishna Maharaj. He didn't bother about the insult, but he was determined on the purpose, which was to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So here again, this is a very classic example of what it means to do whatever it takes to propagate Sankirtan movement. We also see that this example of here, how we see how Prithu Maharaj is being instructed, you please desist from this trying to perform this 100 horse sacrifice. We saw a somewhat similar incident in Prabhupada's life in Chicago while he was talking about the position of women. It infuriated a lot of women reporters. In fact, one woman reporter wrote an article which began very sarcastically by saying, please pardon me if this article is not well written because I'm a woman. And she went on to criticize Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada noticed that his statements about the position of women were creating too much disturbance, Prabhupada decided, he told his disciples, this is, when I'm talking about the position of women, it's creating so much disturbance. So let us just forget about this and just chant Hare Krishna. Of course, he didn't change what he was saying, but he said, let's forget about this and chant Hare Krishna. So he was not interested in trying to prove his point at the cost of disturbing others. Although he held on to his point, he said, let's not talk about this, let's just chant Hare Krishna. So that is how a great personality acts, that if he sees that there is some unnecessary disturbance, which is being caused by a certain activity, then he would think, what is the use of this activity? He would perform something more appropriate. However, that does not mean that we compromise on our principles of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada mentions in this text that, in other words, the duty or of the state or king to put a stop to pseudo-religious systems produced by unscrupulous persons. So, this is our duty, that we should preach against the pseudo-religious systems. Here, of course, in this context, in the position of woman, Prabhupada is not speaking about some pseudo-religious system, so he was willing to just forget it and just speak about, he asked his disciples just chant the holy names. But on the other hand, we see Prabhupada in a letter to Karandar in July, this is written on the July of 27th, 1973, he writes, this is a very famous letter, the words are very famous. When my Guru Maharaj is present, even big scholars were afraid to talk with his beginning students. My Guru Maharaj is called Living Encyclopedia. He could talk with anyone on any subject. He was so learned, so we should be like that as far as possible. No compromise. Ramakrishna, avatars, yogis, everyone is enemy to Guru Maharaj. He never compromised. Some godbrothers complained that this preaching was chopping technique and it would not be successful. But we have seen that those who criticized, they fell down. For my part, I have taken up the policy of my Guru Maharaj. No compromise. All these so-called scholars, scientists, philosophers who do not accept Krishna are nothing more than rascals, fools, lowest of mankind, etc. So Prabhupada is not stopping there, he says etc. So here we see that that Prabhupada is saying that when it comes to some false philosophy, we are very much interested in chopping it down. He says, for my part, I have taken up the policy of my Guru Maharaj, no compromise. So, sometimes it is said that we should speak the truth palatably. But at the same time, we should ensure that we don't obscure the truth in the name of speaking palatably. So, this is a big challenge, that we have to present things uncompromisingly. And if there is some criticism, then we have to see an appropriate way. At the same time, it doesn't mean that we change our position to appease these so-called people. We stick to our position. But just like in the case of, we see, in the case of how Prabhupada dealt with this report in Chicago, he said, okay, forget about it, let's chant about Hare Krishna now. So that the acharya has the intelligence, and an advanced devotee has the intelligence how to handle the situation without compromising. So these are some of the points that I thought that I could think of regarding today's verse. Now I'll go on to speak a little bit about Vamshidas Babaji and also about a little bit about Raghunandan Thakur. So regarding Vamshidas Babaji, I think many of you may be aware that Bhakti Vikas Maharaj has produced a book on his life. First we'll see what Prabhupada mentioned about Vamshidas Babaji. This was in a morning walk here in Mayapur on the 13th of March 1976. You heard the name of Vamshidas Babaji. So sometimes, when his things were stolen, the disciples will cry, "It is stolen." So he said, "Why are you bothering? One thief gives, another thief takes. That's all. Who gave the money, he is also thief. Who was taken away, he is also thief. So why are you bothering? One thief gives, another thief takes." Because here we are not sure whom Prabhupada is referring to as one thief gives. It could be either somebody who has earned money, or it could also be Krishna himself, because we have a pastime where once when his bhajan kuti, not a bhajan, wherever he was staying, he had a few things that were stolen. So then Vamshidas Babaji simply said, "What can I do if the master of the kuti has stolen these things?" So this could actually refer to the Lord Krishna himself. One thief takes, another thief, one thief gives, another thief takes away. This is one reference which Prabhupada made to Vamshidas Babaji. Another reference: if you think this deity is brass made idol, then it will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna will talk with you. This Krishna will talk with you. There is a Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. He was talking with this deity. lecture at Los Angeles, date installation, July 16, 1969. So, this was the nature of Vamsidas Babaji. He was very exalted. He was such an exalted personality that he would talk with his own deities. He would talk with his deities. Now, if you look at the contrast to today's verse, it's a very interesting contrast because Vamsidas Babaji never followed any so-called rules and regulations. So then, so apparently to most people, this would appear as some irreligious thing that he was doing. He would just not follow any rule, not take bath, wear dirty clothes and things like that. So generally we have this instruction that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidimna, Aitantiki Hare Bhaktir Uttate Eva Kalpate, which means without following the rules and regulations of scripture, whatever devotional activities performed, so-called devotional activities, simply a disturbance. But we see that Vamsidas Babaji was not following any rules and regulations. It wasn't disturbance? No. In fact, such great acharyas as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who fought his whole life against these pseudo-religious systems, he considered Vamsidas Babaji to a very exalted Paramahamsa. In fact, he would, when he would take his disciples to see Vamsidas Babaji, he would tell them, just silently observe what he is doing. Don't criticize him because he is above the platform of rules and regulations. So here is an example where Vamsidas Babaji is apparently not following the rules and regulations but is situated on a very exalted platform of devotional service. Prabhupada writes regarding Kardam Muni, and so we can understand about Vamsidas Babaji by hearing about this. Prabhupada writes, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, Text 45. He, Kardam Muni, looked healthy because he had directly received the nectarian sound vibrations from the lotus lips of the personality of God. Similarly, one who hears the transcendental sound vibration, Hare Krishna, also improves in health. We have actually seen that many brahmacharis and grahasthas connected to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness have improved in health, and a luster has come to their faces. The comparison of the sage to an unpolished gem is very appropriate. Because here Kardam Muni was being compared to an unpolished gem. The comparison of the sage to an unpolished gem is very appropriate. Even if a gem just taken from a mine looks unpolished, the luster of the gem cannot be stopped. Similarly, although Kardama was not properly dressed and his body was not properly cleansed, his overall appearance was gem-like. So this is how Vamsidas Babaji was. Although his body was not properly cleansed, he was not properly dressed, his overall appearance was gem-like. And this is not just true for just Paramahamsas. But I remember when I was in the university, I was very fond of Vamsidas Babaji. So I would often carry his biography with me. And in fact, one would think, what is the purpose of a great personality like Vamsidas Babaji coming down to this world? Narottam Das Thakur says that just by seeing our Tumare Darshan, what's that? Just by looking at Pavitra Karo, I don't get the exact. Darshane Pavitra Karo? E Tumaragun, yes. Darshane Pavitra Karo E Tumaragun. Just by looking at a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, one can get purified. Just by hearing about such a great Vaishnava, one can get purified. So remember, I was carrying this book, Vamsidas Babaji, and I would carry it in such a way that people could see his picture. And I remember once when I was coming back to from the university in the college bus, I was reading this book in such a way that anybody I was holding it like this and reading it, although I could have just held it in my lap, because I just wanted anybody who could see Vamsidas Babaji's picture, they would get purified. And I was very surprised when a girl in the front seat, she said, excuse me. I said, yes. I didn't know who she was. And then she said, who's that? Then I said, oh, this is one of our great saints. And he said, his eyes look very wise. He's so attractive. Actually, if you look at the picture of Vamshidas Babaji, it was like a picture where he looks very wild in that picture. But here is somebody from a modern university and who had absolutely no connection whatsoever with Krishna consciousness, and who said, I mean, who's that? She was so attracted by the picture of Vamshidas Babaji. So here it is, that Prabhupada is writing here that even though such a person is overall, I mean, appearance is gem-like, even though they may not be properly dressed and their body may not be properly cleansed. So this is the greatness of a great personality, that even an ordinary mundane person can see the greatness of such a person. And I also want to read a few excerpts from that book by Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. Vamshidas worshipped the deities in his own way, with no knowledge of rules and regulations. There is no formal system of worship, no proper routine, no simhasan, and no other arrangement. He simply offered flowers that he collected nearby at midday. Without mantras, ringing of bells or any such thing, he offered food to his deities, just by giving it to them. Sometimes he fed them, and sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he cooked and offered fried chickpeas. Sometimes he cooked khichdi. There is no set time, system or standard. He never put the deities to sleep, woke them up or anything like that. Vamshidas' mode of worship was simply to see his deities, live with them and talk with them in a most intimate and informal manner, sometimes laughing and sometimes quarreling with them. In this regard, there's another pastime where Vamshidas Babaji, he was returning from Jagannath Puri, and for Janmashtami he stopped in a village in Orissa, and there was a school teacher whose name was, I think, Yogendranath Bhattacharya. Yes, I think it's Yogendranath Bhattacharya. So what happens is that Vamshidas Babaji tells his deities that last Janmashtami I gave you palm fruit, so this Janmashtami I'll give you some mango. So the next day morning, this Yogendranath Bhattacharya, he came and met Vamshidas Babaji and he offered him a set of mangoes. And in fact, incidentally, this Yogendranath Bhattacharya had a dream the previous night where the Lord instructed him that there's a great saintly person, go and offer him these mangoes. So it was by mystical arrangement that this Yogendranath Bhattacharya came and met Vamshidas Babaji. And Vamshidas Babaji duly acknowledged it. And it is very interesting that something interesting happened after that. Now this Yogendranath Bhattacharya was a school teacher. So after that, first he started saying, out of two, if you take one, how much is left? Something like that he started asking his deities. And then he said, from 30 letters, if we reduce 3 sa, how many are left? Because in Bengali alphabets, there are apparently 3 sa's. So he is asking the deities, from 30 letters, if we reduce 3 sa, how many are left? So this, most people didn't understand what it was. Then an advanced Vaishnava, explained that actually Vamshidas Babaji was very inspired because this Yogendranath Bhattacharya was a school teacher. So being inspired by this Yogendranath Bhattacharya, he began to teach his deities like a school teacher, because the mood of Vamshidas Babaji was, he was in the mood of Vatsalya. So he began to impart some instructions to his deities by asking, from 30 letters, if you reduce 3 sa, how many are left? So these were some of the pastimes of Vamshidas Babaji. Vamshidas Babaji was someone who would always stay near him just to get his prasad and bring it to other devotees. This is in fact Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction to his disciples. He would ensure that somebody stays near Vamshidas Babaji and get his prasadam for other devotees. So this book that Bhakti Vikas Maharaj wrote was based on the testimony of one godbrother of Prabhupada, a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called Jatishekhar Prabhu. And Jatishekhar Prabhu travelled for about 3 months with Vamshidas Babaji when he travelled from Navadvip to Puri. And Jatishekhar Prabhu mentions that during this whole journey, he never once saw Vamshidas Babaji pass urine or stool or even take bath. And there are two very nice songs written by Jatishekhar Prabhu about Vamshidas Babaji. But there's one particular phrase which I wanted to just highlight here. Vamshidas Smarane Sakala Vigna Nasha. Simply by remembering Vamshidas, all obstacles are destroyed. I may be far away from Vamshidas,
but remembering him is my bhajana. This is the prayer of Jatishekhar Prabhupada, and this is very much true. I've seen that whenever there are difficulties, I've always been inspired to pick up this book of Vamshidas, and the moment you see him, the moment you read a little bit about him, all obstacles are destroyed. So let us remember Vamshidas Babaji on this auspicious day of his disappearance, and by remembering him, all our obstacles in devotional service can be destroyed. And I'll speak a little bit more on Raghunandan Chakur, and then we'll close. Yeah. Because the book clearly mentions that he left his body on the same day as Raghunandan Thakur. This book on Vamshidas Babaji very clearly mentions that he left his body on the same day as Raghunandan Thakur.
But you know which Vamshidas I mean?
This particular disappearance, I think we are referring to this Vamshidas, because it is the 27th of July. I don't know if that Vamshidas left on the same day as Raghunandan Thakur, but this Vamshidas is for sure. July 27th, 1944. By the moon, yes.
We don't go by the day.
Yes. But that particular day was also the disappearance day of Raghunandan Thakur. 27th of July 1944 was also the year. Fourth day, the waxing or waning? Okay. Of the waning moon. No, waxing, because we're appearing towards Balaram Purnima. Yeah. Okay, Raghunandan Thakur, I think many of you may know his pastime, that his father was Mukunda Das, who is also the elder brother of Narahari Sarkar. So Mukunda Das had this deity of Gopinath. So one day he had to go out on some work, and he told Raghunandan Thakur, he's a small boy at that time, that you please, I had to go out on some work, so you please feed Boga to Gopinath. And Raghunandan Thakur, being a small boy, actually thought that the Lord would eat all the Boga. So he went and offered Boga to Gopinath deity. And then he saw that Gopinath was not eating, so he was anxious. His father has instructed him to offer food to the deity. So then he began to plead to the deity, please eat, please eat. So then the Lord is very pleased with the innocence of and the devotion of the small boy, and he actually ate the whole plate. So when his father came back, he was stunned to hear that the Lord actually ate the whole plate. And he had no reason to disbelieve his son, because his son was a very truthful boy. But nevertheless, he wanted to see this pastime. So once again, when he had to go out, he told his boy, please offer food to the Lord Gopinath deity. And this time he came back early. And then what happened was, Gopinath is in the middle of eating, but he noticed that Mukunda Das was secretly looking at him. So he stopped. So that is the amazing pastime of Raghunandan Thakur and the deities. And in fact, during the Ratyatra time, Mukunda Das, Narahari Sarkar and others would travel to Jagannath Puri to participate in the Rath Yatra festival and chant and dance in the festival. So, once when they went there to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Mukunda Das and Raghunandan Thakur, and he jokingly said, among you, who is the son and who is the father? And Mukunda Das immediately seized this opportunity and he said, Raghunandan is the father, I am his son. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased when he said that, because he was so impressed with his son's devotion. And then in fact in the purport in that sloka, Prabhupada writes that the real qualification for being a spiritual master is that one has to have this pure love for Krishna. And in fact, later we see that Mukunda Das himself is an eternal associate of the Lord, and Mahaprabhu glorifies him. But to bring out the glories of Raghunandan Thakur, we see that he asks Mukunda Das, who is among you, who is the son, who is the father, Raghunandan Thakur. And there is one important instruction in this regard, that which I wanted to highlight here. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila chapter 15 text 132. Prabhupada writes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set forth three duties for three different people. Mukunda was to earn money and follow the religious principles, whereas Narhari was to remain with the Lord's devotees, and Raghunandan was to engage in the Lord's service in the temple. Thus one person worships in the temple, another earns money honestly by executing his professional duty, and yet another preaches Krishna consciousness with the devotees. Apparently these three types of service appear separate, but actually they are not. When Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the center, everyone can engage in different activities for the service of the Lord. That is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we see, apparently, these three types of service, namely professional duty, preaching, and deity worship, apparently these three types of service appear separate, but actually they are not. When Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the center, everyone can engage in different activities for the service of the Lord. That is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amshidas Babaji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Bhagavatam ki jai. So I'll stop here if there are any questions or comments, and then we'll sing the song by Narottam Das Thakur, which is a favorite of Amshidas Babaji.
In the verse, it says, Prachanda Pakhanda Patham. That is this severe atheistic, path. Could you please explain on that, an atheistic path that was created by Indra, and how was it affecting the people at that time?
Atheism in the sense that, I can't strictly say how it is exactly atheistic, but we know that he had created, because what is the characteristic of an atheist? They create their own system of rules, regulation for their own sense gratification. I mean, sometimes no rules, sometimes no rules, whatever. Basically, the point there is one's own sense gratification. So Indra, he takes up a dress of a sannyasi, and we see from this episode in Bhagavatam, this is the beginning of all these episodes of people taking on the dress of sannyas and cheating. So in that sense, we could say that it is atheistic, that he's creating his own system for sense gratification. This may understand.
Nitai pada tamala koti chandra sasi tala nitai pada nitai pada kamala koti chandra sasi tala Jechayam jagat yudai Jechayam jagat yudai ne tai de ne va Radha Krishna pai te na Dridha kori dharo nitair pa Dharo nitair Dridha kori dharo nitair pa Dridha kori dharo से संबंध नहीं जा वृथा जन्म गेलो ता से पशु बड़ो दुराचा Sei pasu bada duracha Sei pasu bada Nitai na bolilo muke Majilo samsara sukhe nitai na bolilo Vidya kule ki kori beta Vidyakule ki kori beta Vidyakule ki kori Ahankare matta haiya Nittai pada pasariya Asatyere satya kori mani Asatyere satya kori mani Asatyere Nitair karuna hobe Braje Radha Krishna pabe Dhara nitai charana dukhani Nitai charana dukhani Dharo nitai charana Nitair charana satya Tahara sevaka nitya Nitai charana Nitai pada sada koro aa sada sada korvasa nitai pada narottama vada dukhi nitai more karo sukhi Ratharanga charo niroha Ratharanga Ratharanga charo niroha Ratharanga Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Nitai, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 जय श्री गौरनिपाल की जय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की सर्वदा परंदकी गौर प्रमाणंदे